To start, tell me about the Arapaho Glacier. Is it still there?
Well, there's still an ice pack on Arapaho Glacier. There's still an ice pack at the uppermost end of Arapaho Glacier, but it's a remnant of when it could actually be called a glacier because it's been rapidly wasting away during the warming period that we've had for the last several decades. So it can't really be called a glacier anymore. It's an ice field. But most of the glaciers on Earth have been retreating rapidly. And much like the rest of the world, Colorado's glaciers are all, many of them, most of them, completely gone.
I think a lot of people would never imagine that there's a glacier right next to Boulder that's melting. How far is the Arapaho Glacier from Boulder? And do you think that most people realize that there's something like that so close?
Maybe they don't. But if you drive westward on Arapaho from Lafayette, just look up and you'll see a white patch almost lined up just barely to the north of the line of the road. So if you crush that hill coming into Boulder, and you see that beautiful view of the Indian Peak, look for the white bucket that's sitting there even into July and August, the last place where the snow hangs out. That's the Arapaho Glacier.
Can you tell me about witnessing this decline? Was there a point when you realized that, you know, the melting of this glacier was really accelerating?
Sure. This last trip in 2021, the retreat has been quite dramatic. There's almost no place to stand and work on the glacier anymore because it's so steep. And we hiked up there in the late 90s, but it had a flat area on top as the snow accumulated and began to flow downhill. So when we went there this September and tried to climb up onto it, we did get up onto it, but there's almost no flat area to walk on anymore. It's just a curtain of ice hanging off of the cliff below South Arapaho Peak, basically.
Is this just an inevitable life cycle of a glacier? Or how do we contextualize this?
Yeah. What's happening now is a much more rapid warming than most of the past climate changes. And in fact, because we're seeing this change happen in just a few decades rather than a few centuries, well, we're seeing the kinds of changes that we see in Colorado and all over the world with dramatic impacts on weather and water resources, things like that.
Why are you interested or concerned in these glaciers melting? And why would other people care about this? A glacier going away? I mean, what's the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it matter?
Yeah, what does it matter?
Yeah, you know, I study ice all over the world, especially Greenland and Antarctica, where I am right now. But Colorado also is home to ice and glaciers, and this climate warming and the impacts on ice, they come right back to essentially my backyard, my county. It's a way of bringing the science home to all of us, and it's a way of witnessing everybody in Boulder County, witnessing climate change right before their eyes. As I said, I've hiked up to this glacier for the last 25 years, three or four times, and it's visible. You can easily see that the glacier is staggering under the impact of very warm summers and a lot of melting, a lot of dust in the air also. So it's changed just in a very short period of time. And the landscape for Colorado is changing in that short time frame as well. So you might think, oh, you know, summers come and summers go. Sometimes they're hot. Sometimes winters are snowy. Sometimes not. The glacier is telling us things are not the way they used to be. They're, you know, warmer and there's less snow staying through the summer months. So hopefully we got a good snowfall this year and lots of water in like reservoirs. Arapaho Glacier, though, on average, is probably. I don't see how it won't continue to retreat until it's gone. And that'll be a change in the landscape for Colorado.
Ted Scambos is the senior researcher at CU's Department of Environment and Observational Studies. He joined us from Antarctica, where he's conducting field research at McMurdo Station. Ted, thank you for making time to talk to me.
Well, thanks very much. This is great. And I don't think it makes an impact. Tells people that climate change isn't something that's happening to others. It's happening right here to us, too.